on KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, a very Merry Christmas to you and yours and your sphere of influence. We hope you are being a ambassador for Christ at this time of year, celebrating the birth of the Christ child. And we do that daily and weekly, daily with our friends, I should say, at Focus on the Family via Focus on the Family at 7 a.m. every weekday morning. And weekly, Glenn joins us. And Glenn Stanton, we appreciate you taking the time to walk us through one of your latest works. I'm looking forward to this.
You betcha, Steve. Good to be with you.
You did some interesting research in the last couple days on the topic of marriage. And I know a little bit more than that about where we're headed, but I'll throw it to you. And I would encourage the listener to listen intently. This is going to be very interesting. Glenn, what were your findings?
Yeah, so this week I've been busy researching a very particular topic on marriage. And at Focus, we get questions a lot from young couples, young individuals, but also parents of, like, for a couple that's considering marriage or individuals that are considering marriage, what is there an ideal age at which to marry? And predominantly that question is centered around, my daughter and her boyfriend, you know, they're just a great couple, but they're right in the middle of school, or he just started his career. And is this a good time to get married? And so what I wanted to do was to look at the best social science research on this question to say, is there data that indicates that getting married at one particular age or one particular phase of life is better in terms of building a good marriage, a healthy marriage, a thriving marriage? Is one phase of life or one age of life better than another? And so that's the question that I dug into.
Okay, so now off the air, I know there's been emails between you and me and others. All right, you guys want to take a stab at what age? And actually, I fell for it. I sent an age, and maybe we'll get into that later. But, you know, as we sit here thinking about, or as you start to talk about it, so the thing that comes to mind is, you know, I'm going to guess it's not necessarily a chronological thing as far as your, you know, how long have you, how many years since you were born?
Yeah.
But much more, on an intellectual or, I guess, I don't know if we're talking about, people in general or mm-hmm. Christians, as opposed to those who don't believe in Christ. Speaking to the Christian community, I would say it's important to understand, you have to be at least a level where you understand what it is and what your role in it will be. And obviously that it lines up with everything that's legal in our country.
And that's it. I mean, there has to be a level of maturity and, you know, experience and things like that. And hopefully parents can help young people like navigate through that. I get exactly what you're saying. But Steve, the right answer is 23 3/4, not a day sooner, not a day later.
Okay. Now, Glenn, I don't know if you remember my answer. Do you remember my answer?
I don't remember.
I said 24.
Oh, see, like you were right there.
Price is right. I overbid, I lose.
Well, and no, I mean, we're joking about this, but you were pretty doggone close, because basically, the finding is, and this is an article that I have up at Daily Citizen, and it's called Best Age to Marry? Good research offers an answer. And that's at dailycitizen.com, and you can find that. But basically, the answer is, researchers are really kind of saying that those who assume that waiting till later in life, either your later 20s or your early 30s, that's the ideal time to marry, once schooling is done and career is established, that, oh, that's the best way to do it. They're saying that there's no real good data to support that. They say that around the age of, 22 to 24, in that range, there is no data to indicate that marrying earlier like that, if you're a mature couple, if you know what you're getting into and you're committed to what marriage is. Marriage is not just a long date. Marriage is a commitment for life, and to work out the difficulties that not might come, but will come. They say that, you know what, marrying early doesn't show any negative outcomes necessarily over and above marrying later in your late 20s or early 30s.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the first institution established by God?
The very first institution established by God in Genesis 1 is not a church, not an educational institution, not a business. It was a marriage. In fact, the first thing that God did with Adam and Eve when he created them, and we don't know how old they were, but the very first thing that he did with them was he married them. God says, in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. And then God blessed them and called them to go forth and multiply. And then you have the cultural command to subdue the earth and govern the earth and things like that. But the first command is a marital command and a parental command to go forth, cleave husband and wife together, and to go forth and multiply and start and establish a family. Because the family then is that bedrock of society, that nucleus, if you will, that serves as the launching pad for the family to do the work that it needs to do, and that is to impact and influence culture.
Right, and done correctly for the cause of Christ, for the kingdom of God, and
right.
it being a God instituted thing, let me... let's not skip over that too quickly, how important that is, mm-hmm. that other cultures and communities that we interface with, they call some of the unions they have marriage. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in spite of the fact that, and this is a whole nother topic, but let's keep what is God's,
yes.
Marriage was designed by him, and the outline he gives us for it, we find in the pages of scripture. Part of what comes to mind is the LGBTQ plus community, obviously.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, first of all, hopefully you find Christ. But stop taking what's ours and calling it yours,
whether it's marrying it,
right. Whether it's marriage or the rainbow or what, and now listen, not just the LGBTQ plus community, but the secular community that has its own ideas about what marriage should be. That's outside of the biblical outline.
Right.
So, 23 and 3/4 years though, is the target. However, we both know, and we just a little bit about, nailing down exactly when is the best time. Have your faith, in Christ, mm-hmm. And, pray carefully, pray for your spouse long before you meet your spouse, and find some good counsel. Some people with gray hair, some people with not gray hair, prior to getting married, they can walk you through the things that you may not think of as you head into marriage. Any other findings as you walked through this that you would give to parents of young people considering marriage or just the young couple themselves?
Yeah, the only other thing is these two words that sociologists have used, and that is a capstone view of marriage or a cornerstone view of marriage. And unfortunately, like many parents take a capstone view of like, you know, what don't you kids rush into marriage? Like finish your college, establish your career. And that's what sociologists call a capstone marriage, is marriage comes along and it's the cap that you put on top of all these other accomplishments, whereas a cornerstone marriage is what has really served humanity for millennia, and that is marry and let your marriage be the cornerstone, the foundation of a life of going to school, of studying, of working, of starting your career, and doing that together as a couple. And as I say at the end of my piece, talk to any couple who has been married 50 years or more, and you're likely to hear a cornerstone marriage story where that couple got married early, they walked through life together, they supported one another, they were there for one another, and now they can look back on their launching pad marriage and the good life that they have and the success that they've had, rather than, oh no, we waited until everything was just right. That's what so many young people are doing today. And so many parents are encouraging their kids to do today. But the data shows that moving toward and seeking and establishing a cornerstone marriage, that foundational marriage from which to build a successful life, is really quite a successful model. And so parents shouldn't be afraid to encourage their kids in that way. And the other thing, and this goes back to something that you said, Steve, is the gray-haired people in your life. You know what, young couples? Like, talk to the people who love you most and ask them honestly, this individual that I'm considering marrying, what do you think about this? Do you think that they're right? Do you think that we're good together? Do you, you know, are there things that we should be mindful of as we go into marriage to know that we have to work on as we start to build a marital relationship? Because God has given us that as a grace. The people close to us, family members, extended family, and dear wise friends who can give us good insight and wisdom, and we should listen to them.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought in this capstone cornerstone comparison, Glenn. I wouldn't have, I haven't used those terms in giving counsel. You know, not that I'm some marriage counseling guru, but what, you know, in times over the years when I talk to young people, I find myself often saying, you know, if you wait for that capstone moment, I didn't say it that way, but that's essentially what I said. If you wait for that capstone moment, it may not ever come. You know, the time may be now, and what better time as you prepare to walk through the struggles of life that you walk through with a partner who is equally yoked with you to walk in the things of the Lord and to support you, and you support them, and together with Christ walk through those difficult times of life. Some great research, Glenn, and great work. It's found at thedailycitizen.org. You can find it there, and along with a lot of other great information. But Glenn, I wish you and the crew at Focus on the Family a very Merry Christmas, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Awesome, Steve. Thank you, and the same blessings to you.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.